Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Homage to Catalonia is George Orwell's 1938 account of his service in the Spanish Civil War, where he joined the PUM militia and fought on the Republican side against Franco's forces. The book is not a conventional military memoir. It combines frontline observation, political testimony, and retrospective analysis of revolutionary Spain, especially Catalonia and Aragon. Orwell records the hardship, confusion, boredom, fear, and occasional absurdity of trench warfare. But the deeper purpose is to examine how a struggle against fascism became entangled in factional rivalry within the anti-fascist camp. His experience of the suppression of the POM, the manipulation of news, and the betrayal of revolutionary hopes shaped his later opposition to totalitarian politics. The book remains important because it gives a participant-observer view of war from below, while also showing how political language can be used to conceal power, violence, and inconvenient facts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, war from below, rather than heroic battlefield narrative. Orwell presents the Spanish Civil War through the experience of an ordinary volunteer, rather than through strategy, command decisions, or patriotic spectacle. Much of the front line in Homage to Catalonia is defined by cold, mud, inadequate weapons, poor food, lice, boredom, and uncertainty. This perspective matters because it strips war of the glamour often attached to ideological conflict. The enemy is frequently distant or invisible, and danger comes as much from disease, exposure, and accident as from combat. Orwell does not deny courage, but he locates it in endurance rather than theatrical heroism. His description of militia life also shows how political commitment does not automatically produce military effectiveness. Volunteers may be brave and sincere, while still lacking training, equipment, and coordination. This tension gives the book its distinctive realism. The war is not reduced to a moral slogan, even though Orwell clearly opposed fascism. Instead, he asks readers to notice the material conditions under which political ideals are tested. By emphasizing small details of daily survival, he makes the conflict more concrete and less mythic. Secondly, revolutionary Barcelona as a lived experiment in equality. One of the most memorable elements of the book is Orwell's account of arriving in Barcelona during a period of revolutionary transformation. He describes a city in which class distinction seemed temporarily weakened, workers controlled public spaces, and ordinary forms of deference had diminished. This atmosphere is crucial to the book because it explains why Orwell did not see the war only as a defense of parliamentary government against fascism. For him, the early revolutionary mood suggested the possibility of a more egalitarian social order. The militia structure reinforced that impression through its informal discipline and suspicion of hierarchy. Yet Orwell is too observant to present this arrangement as simple utopia. Democratic habits could inspire solidarity, but they could also coexist with disorganization and military weakness. The value of his account lies in that double vision. He recognizes the ethical force of equality as lived practice, not merely as doctrine, while also acknowledging the practical strain placed on revolutionary institutions during war. Barcelona becomes a test case for whether political ideals can survive pressure, scarcity, fear, and external threat. Thirdly, the POM suppression and the fracture of the anti-fascist cause. The central political shock in Homage to Catalonia is Orwell's discovery that the anti-fascist side was not politically unified. The POM, the militia with which he served, came under attack from communist-aligned forces and was eventually treated as a dangerous enemy within the Republican camp. Orwell saw this not as a minor disagreement among left-wing factions, but as a decisive betrayal of the common struggle against Franco. His account is valuable because it shows how civil wars can generate conflicts inside coalitions that appear unified from a distance. Competing groups may share an external enemy while disagreeing over revolution, state authority, foreign influence, military discipline, and political legitimacy. Orwell's personal involvement makes the issue concrete. Friends and comrades became vulnerable not because they had joined the fascists, but because a new political line redefined them as traitors. The book, therefore, studies the mechanics of factional power. Labels become weapons, security measures become political tools, and loyalty to truth becomes dangerous. Orwell's anger arises from the gap between anti-fascist rhetoric and the repression carried out in its name. Fourthly, propaganda, false accusation, and the instability of public truth. Homage to Catalonia is one of Orwell's most important early examinations of propaganda. He repeatedly contrasts what he saw directly with what newspapers and political organizations later claimed had happened. The problem is not merely that individual reports were inaccurate. Orwell shows how political necessity can reshape reality until facts become subordinate to party advantage. The accusations against the POM especially disturbed him because they demonstrated how a group could be publicly transformed from ally to enemy through repetition. Selective evidence and control of narrative. This concern links the book to Orwell's later fiction, but here it remains grounded in specific historical experience. He is not writing an abstract theory of censorship. He is recording the shock of watching events he witnessed become nearly unrecognizable in public discussion. The book, therefore, asks what happens when political identity determines credibility. If truth is accepted only when it serves a cause, then even just causes become morally compromised. Orwell's insistence on eyewitness accuracy is not neutral detachment. It is a political ethic based on the belief that democratic socialism cannot survive without honest language. Lastly, democratic socialism tested against totalitarian methods. The book is often read as a key step in Orwell's political development because it clarifies the difference between socialism as an egalitarian moral commitment and authoritarian politics conducted in socialist language. Orwell did not emerge from Spain as a conservative opponent of all left-wing ideals. He remained committed to democratic socialism, but his experience made him deeply suspicious of parties and states that demanded obedience to an official version of reality. This distinction is essential for understanding the book. Orwell criticizes communist tactics in Spain not because he abandoned anti-fascism, but because he believed that anti-fascist politics could be corrupted from within by secrecy, purges, and dehumanizing accusation. Homage to Catalonia, therefore, rejects the idea that noble ends excuse dishonest means. It also resists simple ideological classification. Orwell admires working-class solidarity, revolutionary courage, and ordinary decency, while condemning coercive political machinery. The book stands at the intersection of memoir and political conscience. Its lasting power comes from showing a writer trying to preserve both commitment and independence in a situation where every faction demanded simplified loyalty. In conclusion, Homage to Catalonia is best suited to readers interested in the Spanish Civil War, political memoir, anti-fascist history, revolutionary movements, and the origins of Orwell's later concerns about authoritarianism and manipulated truth. It is also useful for readers of Animal Farm and 1984 who want to understand the historical experiences behind Orwell's later imaginative work. The practical benefit of the book lies in its disciplined skepticism. It teaches readers to distinguish a just cause from the conduct of every organization claiming to represent that cause, and to ask how language, loyalty, and fear can distort public understanding during conflict. Intellectually, it offers a rare combination of immediacy and reflection. Orwell writes as someone who shared the risks of the front line, yet he also steps back to analyze factional politics and propaganda. Compared with many war memoirs, it is less concerned with personal glory and more concerned with the moral cost of political falsification. Compared with many political histories, it has the force of lived experience. Its distinctiveness lies in the fusion of trench-level realism, revolutionary observation, and a developing theory of truth under pressure. If you would like to support George Orwell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.